Well, you never know when a simple email is going to inspire coming together of a couple of folks who like to talk about fishing and who also like to talk about improving the lives of Connecticut's adopted and foster kids. That's why I was so pleased to make the acquaintance of Mark Alpert. He is going to talk about something called the Mayfly Project. He's a active member of that organization and has been for a few years. And they do great work across the country, mentoring young people. They're a 501c3 on a mission to support youth in foster care through fly fishing and helping them build confidence, find healing, and connect to their local waters. And Mark is actually hoping that this message reaches some other fishing and fly fishing enthusiasts here in Connecticut, because if you listen to this program, you know we have thousands and thousands of kids in our foster care system, and they could all use an opportunity like he is going to be helping bring to Connecticut this summer, up in the greater Hartford area, a summer-long fly fishing experience. And we're going to talk all about it right after we talk about this environmental activity. That's right. After a successful first-time event last year, Wilton Go Green is partnering again with the Norwalk River Valley Trail, Norwalk River Watershed Association, Pollinator Pathway, Trout Unlimited, Wilton Land Trust, and the Woodcock Nature Center to bring you another Wild and Scenic Film Festival fundraiser, a community event that's sure to provide inspiration, education, and entertainment. Proceeds directly benefit Wilton Go Green's shared mission to foster sustainability, conservation, and a deeper connection to the environment. It's happening Saturday, March 28th at Wilton High School's Little Theater. Starts at 5:30 p.m. You could check out the schedule of films and register to be part of the event. Just go to woodcocknaturecenter.org/Wild Scenic Film Festival. That sounds like a good time, huh, Mark?
It sounds great.
All right. Well, maybe we'll bump into each other there. So
sure.
In the meantime, glad we've got you on the line. So glad that you that your email promoting this Mayfly project this summer got to me, because, while I was never a real fly fisherman, I found the connection to nature and the peacefulness that comes with fishing and just being out there. Whether or not you catch anything is not really the point, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. I can get out there for hours and hours and not even know 10 minutes went by. So it's great. It's great being out there. And the kids that come out with us, some of them have just as good a time looking around, looking for frogs, messing around in the water. Yeah. And some of them are really into catching, and that's always a bonus. But just getting outside is great for everyone.
So for you, what came first, an interest in doing something for Connecticut's foster kids, or being involved with the Mayfly Project?
Well, it was kind of at the same time. I was actually online looking at some fishing articles, and I came across the name, the Mayfly Project, that was sponsoring a contest, a fishing contest of some type. And I thought, I've never heard of that. What is it? So I looked up the Mayfly Project, which is a national organization. And then there's a map to click on. And I found that there was a program, a project right in Hartford. I contacted them and then started mentoring. And that's how I got involved. It just seemed like a good thing to do.
And you can certainly use more Mark Alperts or the equivalent thereof. You're actually, in some respects, not just helping support these young people through this Connecticut program all summer, but you're looking to expand that program to other areas of Connecticut, and that takes other fishing enthusiasts, right?
Right. If anyone is, you know, the first step would probably be to mentor, or at least to contact us and see what it's all about. And then if there's interest, then sure, it can be taken other places. We had a mentor last year who first contacted me. He was interested in getting something going up in the Western Mass area. but he wasn't sure. So he came and he mentored with us for a year, and he had a great time doing it. And now he's in the process of looking into starting something up there. So, yeah, there are 60 to 70 different projects throughout the country, and it started with one. So expanding is a great thing.
Well, if anybody wants to learn more from 5,000 feet, they can go to the mayflyproject.com and check out that organization currently. And unfortunately, the summer program that I learned about a little over a month ago is already fully booked, but it could be replicated in the future on behalf of our foster and adopted kids in other parts of the state. Mark, just kind of give us an encapsulated look at what these kids are going to experience between the day they first make your acquaintance on April 18th and the day they look in the rearview mirror and wave goodbye on August 8th of 2026.
Sure, they'll experience a lot. We have five outings, and the first one, as you mentioned, is April 18th. And at that time, we meet inside, get introduced, and then we just basically learn what fly fishing is about, what fishing is about. And we have some gear that we show them how to put their gear together, what it looks like. We do get into a little bit of casting. We go into if it's a nice day, we go outside in the field and show them how to cast a fly rod, get started with that. We do a little fly tying. So it's all instructional half day and then outside half day. And then after that, we have four other outings where they'll be on the water and they'll be fishing, catching fish, looking for frogs, doing whatever they want to do. We have lunch. I think the highlight for some of the kids was the homemade chocolate chip cookies we had every day. So they just, they get outside for a few hours and have a good time. They have a one-on-one or a two-on-one mentor to child, which is fantastic. And depending on how old the child is, how interested they are in fishing, the sky's the limit to how much they can learn, because we have some really advanced mentors, and we also have some mentors that are less advanced but just have a great time with the kids. So if the child isn't really into fishing much that day, we have crafts, we have being in nature. And then at the end of the five sessions, the last session, they get a set of brand new gear for themselves to keep forever, for theirs. It's they get a rod, a reel, the fly line and leader, and they get a little backpack and a box of flies and some tools, nippers and forceps and
tools of the trade.
Kind of stuff. So, tools of the trade. So they get to keep their gear and go on their way, and hopefully they'll use it, or someday in the future come back to it and decide that you want to give it a try.
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, you're relatively new to the program, just a few years on board with the Mayfly Project here in Connecticut. But I know that you have already been witness to exactly what the Mayfly Project is hoping to achieve and some of the kids you've already worked with. Tell us a little bit, without getting into specifics to the point where we might be able to identify them. Tell us a little bit about what you've seen between that first tentative, wide-eyed walking into the room experience on day one, and how those young people grow and change, and how their lives are improved thanks to this experience.
Yeah, I noticed specifically some of them just will talk more at the end of the outings, just being comfortable with us as adults, mentors, and a lot more confidence. We had one guy who on the first outing pretty much sat there and didn't talk too much and had not a lot to say. And by the end of the time, he was out totally confident with us, just as other adults, which is, I think, great, because if you're in foster care, it probably means that, well, it definitely means you've had some tough circumstances, maybe some trauma. And so I see that. And then we have other children that have gone through the program that just get much more into fishing, which is another aspect of it.
So, yeah, I was going to say that the fulfillment is not only on the part of the young foster child participants, because you bring, as you said, a lot of really advanced anglers to the cause, who may have never or had very little experience mentoring young people before. And I'm sure you've seen some positive changes in those folks too.
One of the best things from my experience about this is how great the mentors are that we have. Just good people that have decided to volunteer their time, and everywhere from very, very experienced anglers to people that never cast a fly rod until doing this. And they get out there, and everybody relates to the children in a different way, but they all come every day and they're positive and they're upbeat and they're willing to give their time, which is a great thing to see. And we had one outing where we had a mentor, a mentee, and a mentee's foster parent all catch their first fish on a fly rod, which was a great day.
That's fantastic. So for folks out there who are anglers, who may want to get involved in their part of the state with the Mayfly Project, we've certainly got, as we said, and unfortunately, way too many foster kids to go around and woefully few Mayfly Project volunteers. So is the best way for them to learn more and get involved for 2027? Or maybe even for later in 2026, if it's even conceivable, do they just go to the website?
Sure. I mean, it's never too early to start looking around. They can go to the website, which you mentioned. They can also send me an email directly if they have some specific questions. I'd be happy to answer them and maybe put them in the right direction. We have an email, HartfordMayflyProject@gmail.com, and we have a Facebook and Instagram that we just got going. So there's a little bit on there, but direct contact, send me an email and I'll get right back and be happy to talk to anybody.
Mark Alpert is the worthy spokesperson for the Mayfly Project here in Connecticut, leading a great program for foster youth this year and looking for folks to start up projects in their own area of the state, whether you just think you might like fishing or you're a hardcore fishing enthusiast. Their projects connect mentees with skilled, caring mentors to learn fly fishing and conservation in a safe environment. And we hope you'll consider lending some of your time to this effort like Mark Alpert has been doing these past few years. Mark, great to make your acquaintance. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. And I look forward to talking to you again about the Mayfly Project. And hopefully we'll hear that you're fortifying your ranks to the extent that we can do several projects in 2027. So thank you very much.